With that, the goddess handed him the scarf, and slipped back in the heavy-breaking seas like a shearwater once again. And a dark, heaving billow closed above her. But battle-weary Odysseus weighed two courses, deeply torn, probing his fighting spirit. Oh no, I fear another immortal weaves a snare to trap me, urging me to abandon ship. I won't, not yet, that shore's too far away. I glimpsed it myself, where she says refuge waits. No, here's what I'll do. It's what seems best to me. As long as the timbers cling and joints stand fast, I'll hold out aboard her and take a whipping. Once the breakers smash my craft to pieces, then I'll swim. No better plan for now. But just as great Odysseus thrashed things out, Poseidon, god of the earthquake, launched a colossal wave, terrible, murderous, arching over him, pounding down on him, hard as a windstorm blasting piles of dry parched chaff, scattering flying husks, so the long planks of his boat were scattered far and wide. But Odysseus leapt aboard one timber, and riding it like a plunging racehorse, stripped away his clothes, divine Calypso's gifts, and quickly tying the scarf around his waist, he dove headfirst in the sea. Stretched his arms and stroked for life itself. But again the mighty god of earthquake spied him, shook his head and grumbled deep in his spirit, "Go, go, after all you've suffered, rove your miles of sea, till you fall in the arms of people loved by Zeus. Even so, I can hardly think you'll find your punishments too light." With that threat he lashed his team with their long flowing manes, gaining Aegae port, where his famous palace stands. But Zeus's daughter Athena countered him at once. The rest of the winds she stopped right in their tracks, commanding them all to hush now, go to sleep. All but the boisterous north, she whipped him up, and the goddess beat the breakers flat before Odysseus, dear to Zeus, so he could reach the Phaeacians, mingle with men who loved their long oars, and escape his death at last. Yes, but now, adrift on the heaving swells, 2 nights, 2 days, quite lost, again and again the man foresaw his death. Then when dawn, with her lovely locks brought on the 3rd day, the wind fell in an instant, all glazed to a dead calm, and Odysseus, scanning sharply, raised high by a grand swell, looked up and saw it, landfall, just ahead. Joy. Warm as the joy that children feel when they see their father's life dawn again, one who's lain on a sickbed racked with torment, wasting away slowly under some angry power's onslaught. Then what joy when the gods deliver him from his pains. So warm Odysseus' joy when he saw that shore, those trees, as he swam on, anxious to plant his feet on solid ground again. But just offshore, as far as a man's shout can carry, he caught the boom of a heavy surf on jagged reefs, roaring breakers crashing down on an iron-bound coast, exploding in fury, the whole sea shrouded, sheets of spray, no harbours to hold ships, no roadstead where they'd ride, nothing but jutting headlands, rip-tooth reefs, cliffs. Odysseus's knees quaked and the heart inside him sank. He spoke to his fighting spirit, desperate, "Worse and worse! Now that Zeus has granted a glimpse of land beyond my hopes, now I've crossed this waste of water, the end in sight, there's no way out of the boiling surf, I see no way. Rugged reefs offshore, around them breakers roaring, above them a smooth rock face rising steeply, look, and the surge too deep inshore, no spot to stand on my own 2 legs and battle free of death. If I clamber out, some big Como will hoist me, dash me against that cliff, my struggle's all a waste. If I keep on swimming down the coast, trying to find a sea beach, shelving against the waves, a sheltered cove, I dread it, another gale will snatch me up and haul me back to the fish-infested sea, retching in despair. Or a dark power will loose some monster at me, rearing out of the waves, one of the thousands Amphitrite's breakers teem with. Well, I know the famous god of earthquakes hates my very name. Just as that fear went churning through his mind, a tremendous roller swept him toward the rocky coast, where he'd have been flayed alive, his bones crushed, if the bright-eyed goddess Pallas had not inspired him now. He lunged for a reef. He seized it with both hands and clung for dear life, groaning until the giant wave surged past, and so he escaped its force. but the breaker's backwash charged him into full fury and hurled him out to sea. Like pebbles stuck in the suckers of some octopus dragged from its lair, so strips of skin torn from his clawing hands stuck to the rock face. A heavy sea covered him over then and there. Unlucky Odysseus would have met his death against the will of fate.